Afternoon Jams 103.7 The Beat, man. We got a VIP in the building, family.
VIP.
If you remember the Cheryl Underwood radio show, you remember Tom Joyner radio show, you remember pretty much the prominent black radio shows out there. He probably had a hand to deal with some of it in some capacity. My brother Rob Wilkins is in the building. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm great, man. I'm so glad to finally be here and meet you. You know, Rob, you hear about P.A. Billings.
Oh, yeah, you everywhere.
The streets.
Yeah.
But to actually be in the man's presence. You know, I've worked with a couple of folks before, but to actually be here and see this brother that's doing so many things, and I tell you, the one thing that really drew me to him is what he does with these young people. Taking them to Africa.
Yes, sir.
I've worked with, I'm going to drop some names.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder for 16 years.
Whoa.
I was Anita Baker's road manager. I was Monique's road manager. I was Michael Bazin's executive producer. I was Tom Joyner's executive producer.
Wow.
I'm working with Tavis Smiley now. Y'all hear a little bit about that later on.
Exactly.
I've done some things, but I'm so proud of this brother right here for what he does for our youth. What he's trying to do and what I'm going to help him do.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
With taking these folks to Africa, because I really believe if our youth saw what where we come from,
yes, sir,
things would get different.
We got the data, as Paul said.
We got the data. We got receipts.
We got receipts.
We got some receipts.
We got the receipts and the data to go along with it.
So how do you end up, because you stay in Texas or California?
In Texas.
How do you end up in Muskegon, Michigan today?
So, down the road, so I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
And I come from, my mother and father have six boys. My mom's gone on. But we grew up in the south side of Chicago during a little rough period, and my mother was a Chicago school teacher.
Okay.
So she decided, in her wisdom, to get us out of the city in the summertime when she was out of school also.
Okay.
So they found this little cottage. It's so interesting. When they went to go to buy it, there was a white man that owned it.
Okay.
And my mother was talking. He turned his back on my mother to my father and said, I don't talk to women.
What?
So she said, oh, don't worry. I'll go stay in the house, because she knew what she wanted for us. What he didn't know is they were negotiating, and he would say, hold on, let me go think about it. He'd go in and tell my mother what was happening. Mm-hmm. She said, no, go offer him this. And that's how we got the land.
Wow.
And it's like a little 15 acres and a little house. About 5 years after we got the land, this white man had the nerve to come back and say, hey, I see what you all done. I'll give you all your money back. I want the land back.
Oh, too late.
And my father said, hold on a second. I need you to talk to my wife. And he said, I told you I don't talk to wives. Said, no, you're going to talk to her. And she came out and said, I'm sorry, what do you want? You want this land back for the same money? No, I don't talk to disrespectful white people. So I'm coming right up the street, because we had a family meeting. So I'm South Haven, and wow. I was so close, and I caught Paul, and I had to come up here.
Man, I'm so happy to see you, man.
You're right, you called him, because he just got in about 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. I'm on fumes right now, brother. I'm on fumes, brother. Yeah, that Greyhound bus don't run like it used to run.
No, it don't. You got a lot of layovers.
Right. So when we come back, Rob, I want to pick your brain, because you know, you in the industry, man. You've been around a lot of people. Maybe you can help us, give me some of your, when we come back, I want some of your top 5 rappers, your top 5 R&B, your top 5 comedians.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I want to hear from you, man, because you worked around a bunch of them, and you can, you ain't got to give us the scoop, because we don't want to mess up no potential contracts.
Right.
Thank you. I appreciate that,
bro. Definitely don't want to mess them up.
You know, there are people that are behind the scenes, and Rob is one of those guys who are behind the scenes making things work. Actually, it's behind the scenes people that put it all together.
Yeah.
You know, and so you are the man, and we're fortunate to have you in the midst of us right here today. Be right back. It's Afternoon Jams.